until the hour of 2 o'clock. Don't forget, coming up at 3 over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, it is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. We hope you'll stay tuned for that. It's all those soft vocal and instrumental favorites from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s with occasional silliness. That's coming up at 3 right here on 88.3 WIRCT and Tulsa City Online Radio in McKeesport.
Your front row center at the ball game.
We are?
And you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you can to prepare to enjoy it.
What more do you want? An egg in your beer. At this hour in college football action, your Carnegie Mellon Tartans are hosting Waynesburg at Gesling Stadium in Oakland. 8 minutes to go in the second quarter. Number 15 ranked Carnegie Mellon is leading that game by a score of 13-0. Elsewhere at the half, the number 7 ranked Penn State Nittany Lions are leading the Fighting Illini of Illinois by a score of 16-7. Illinois is 1-1 on the season. The Nittany Lions so far are undefeated. Coming up in Morgantown, West Virginia this evening, of course, at 7:30, it's the Backyard Brawl, as the WVU hosts the Pitt Panthers in the 106th edition of the Backyard Brawl. West Virginia lost last year to the Pitt Panthers. That game will be on ABC. In Major League Baseball, the Brewers beat the Nationals 5-3. It was the Tampa Bay Rays over the Orioles 7-1, the Royals over the Astros 4-2, and the Rockies beat the Giants 3-2. Steelers getting ready for Monday Night Football action against the Cleveland Browns. That game kicks off Monday night at 8:15. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Looking for mostly sunny skies today with a high near 75 degrees, partly cloudy overnight, maybe some fog towards morning, and a low of 50 overnight. Scattered showers on Sunday, high of 70. Monday, isolated showers, high 72. And then on Tuesday, 74 under mostly sunny skies. 72 degrees right now. Outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. It's 72 at WRCT. Bert Camford's going to take us to news time. Where the oldies come to play every Saturday, 88.3 WRCT, Pittsburgh Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Some financial relief with their property taxes and rent. Governor Josh Shapiro recently signed House Bill 1100 into law, expanding the state's existing property tax and rent rebate program. AARP Pennsylvania State Director Bill Johnston Walsh says the expansion of the program will significantly boost property tax rebates for older adults, alleviating the financial burden for homeowners and renters. He says the yearly maximum standard will increase from $650 to $1,000 for individuals.
This program and this expansion of this program, which is the first in almost two decades, both property taxes across the state and rents have been increasing year after year. And that's why AARP Pennsylvania fought so hard to expand the property tax and rent rebate program.
Johnston Walsh says the program will be adjusted for cost of living as it moves forward. The Keystone Keystone State is home to almost 3.5 million people age 60 and older. Johnston Walsh points out that the program provides financial relief to those who need it most, but also demonstrates a proactive approach to addressing the needs of an aging population.
The Pennsylvania legislature and Governor Shapiro, what they're looking for is, how do we keep people in their homes longer? How do we put more money in their pockets so that, you know, they're able to put food on their table, pay for their medications, and also pay for their property tax and their rents?
Shapiro and Secretary of Aging Jason Kovulich recently participated in a teletown hall with AARP to answer questions from older Pennsylvanians about the expansion of the property tax rent rebate program. Johnston Walsh says they want to reach as many Pennsylvanians as possible to advise them of the program.
To educate people, letting them know that this expansion goes from $35,000 a year for homeowners to $45,000 starting in 2024, and getting as many people to apply for it as possible. We know that there's going to be nearly 175,000 additional Pennsylvanians that will be eligible for the program next year.
Johnston Walsh notes that 400,000 people that are already qualified will also be getting this increase. Pennsylvanians have until December 31st to apply for the program via the Department of Revenue website at revenue.pa.gov/PTRR to get the form. Area agencies on aging, local senior centers, and state legislators' offices can also assist. I'm Danielle Smith, Keystone State News Connection. Find our trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Guest is a friend of mine from New York City. He's making his first appearance on this television program. He began reporting the weather on NBC's Today Show about a year ago, and he joined that program after having performed the same duties for 12 years at WRC-TV. Before that, he did it at North Hollywood High. Would you please welcome...
And roll. He's a guitar man with a great big soul. He lays down a beat like a ton of cola. He goes by the name of King Creole. You know he's gone, 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 jumping like catfish on a pole. Yeah. You know he's gone, 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 out of hip-shaking King Creole. When the king starts to do it, it's as good as done. He holds his guitar like a Tommy gun. He starts to growl without any throat. He bends a string and that saucy roast. You know he's gone, 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 jumping like a catfish on the pole. You know he's gone, 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 at a pack of chicken King Creole. He sings a song about a crawdad hole. He sings a song about a jelly roll. He sings a song about a pork and greens. He sings some blues about a New Orleans. You know he's gone, 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 jumping like a catfish on a pole. Yeah. You know he's gone, 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 and a pack of chicken King Creole. Something evil, then he plays something sweet. No matter how he plays, you gotta get up on your feet. And when he gets a rocking fever, baby, heaven sinks. He don't stop playing till his guitar breaks. You know he's gone, 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 jumping like a catfish on the pole. Yeah, you know he's gone, 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 out of him shaking King Creole.
On Radio 9, I'm Jay Thurber, taking your requests at 412-385-7450. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and post at Jay Thurber Show. Here's Shirley Ellis on Radio 9.
Ooh. Jay Thurber.
The Balls of Pittsburgh Radio.
Somebody wanted to know if the prescription drug take back, if the prescription drug take back, if they were selling any or they were just taking them back. No, there is a prescription drug take back that's going on right now, actually, in the parking lot of McKeesport High School. Representative Kirtley is doing that. You can also get your license plate replaced. This is Johnny Rivers.
I lost myself. Trying to be someone else. All of my life I've been playing the game. Gotta get out of myself, it seems. Life's not real when you're in a dream. Hang on to your head and give it a try. Too many of us nearly died. Giving up the need to say I. Look to your soul for the answer. Look to your soul. So many people passing by have a need to identify. All of us want to be satisfied.
That just barely touched the top 50 for Johnny Rivers in 1968. Yeah, somebody wanted to know, there's from right now until 4 o'clock. Why did my microphone just fall off? Oh, my gosh. They warned me this would happen if I kept touching it. Anyways, State Representative Matt Gargley is holding a license plate replacement thing. I don't know what you call it. People's license plates are peeling, and you can go there, and they'll show you how you can get a new license plate issued from PennDOT. I don't know if that's free of charge or what. Probably some charge. Why don't they just send you a new license plate every so many years? Why are we riding around with these license plates that are 20 years old? Anyways, and they're also taking back used prescription drugs, and somebody wanted to know if they were just taking them back or were they selling them as well, and how much for the pain pills. No, you can't do that. That's not very nice. Somebody else messaged me on Facebook to ask, not about the pain pills. They asked about the thing with Neil Young and Jackie Stewart. That was from SCTV. Rick Moranis and Dave Thomas. And here's Tyrone Davis on Radio 9, 212. Much more music time.
Oh, she didn't bat an eye. How's I packed my bags to leave? I thought she would start to I just want
Captain Jack just called 412-385-7450 because I couldn't hear who it was. He was on a bad connection. He just called back to say it was him that was asking about the license plates and whether or not he could buy any pain pills. But I'm not supposed to tell anybody that, he said. Oh, wait.
Mark Spitz swims the English Channel later on The Jay Thurber Show.
On the ABC Radio Network.
Prank call. This just in from Pittsburgh Radio and TV Online. Beaver County has a music radio station again. This is according to PBRTV.com. The simulcast between the station on 1460 and the station on 1230 has been broken, and there is a new country rock station that debuted today. And I don't know if we have any listeners in Beaver County, so I don't think we compete with them, but a new country rock station debuted on 1460 AM in Ambridge. And it's up there, and it's called The Beaver. So, The Beaver, 95.7. Debut today. All right, guys, calm down. Calm yourself. It's The Beaver. It's called a country. It's a new country rock station. Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Never did too much to make her stay here. Words of love to her, I never say. I guess I learned a lesson when she walked out to stay, but I'm sure gonna miss her. Sure gonna miss her. I'm sure gonna miss her every day. I don't suppose I ever said I love you.
Number 9 song for them. Yeah, new radio station there in Ambridge on 1460. It is a country rock format, and it's called The Beaver. All right, guys, come on. Come on. Oh, damn it. Damn it, boys. I'm rambling. It's the new Christy Minstrels on radio. At 2:23 chime time, new music from a group called Oswald coming up right after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also, check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. What else do I want to tell you about? Well, that's a deep subject for my very shallow mind. Incidentally, that sure going to miss her. Gary Lewis says that is now a more popular download for the band than either This Diamond Ring or She's Just My Style, which were much bigger hits back in the day for Gary Lewis and the Playboys. But You're Gonna Miss Her now has found a new audience almost, 60 years later? That's kind of pretty cool. That song first came out in 1966. What else should we tell you about? Coming up at 5 o'clock on 88.3 WRCT, the simulcast ends. And on WRCT, it's Confusing Sounds for Confusing Times. Saturdays at 5, it's time for Chop Shop with Dan Strange. He was doing number stations last week, if you were listening. Kind of interesting, especially if you're a ham radio guy like me. You like to hear about the number stations. That's at 5 o'clock on 88.3. And then at 6 o'clock, it's Moths in Your Mixers, Meaningful Music, and Bats in Your Belfry. It's Radio Free Radio with Steve. That's at 6, both of those coming up on our flagship station, Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT. WRCT is supported in part by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang with friends in a cafe setting. They're open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Mondays through Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sundays. For more information, visit their website at sidecar412.com. And if you're interested in underwriting on WRCT, email pr@wrct.org. For more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. And you can also ask them, are there savory hand pies made with real savory hands? Because I'm not interested if they're not. That kind of makes me think of Sweeney Todd, though, so maybe we just don't want to go there. Maybe we'll play Timothy by the Boys later on before we finish up today. When it comes to making plans, you are the best. Well, if you can plan a birthday party, you can plan to protect yourself and your loved ones from a natural disaster such as a hurricane, flood, wildfire, or tornadoes. The same way you plan for important moments, start planning today. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit. Make a family communications plan. Get started today. Go to ready.gov/plan. That's ready.gov/plan. That's a public service message brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. This would be a good place for a little jingle that said something about the weather, but unfortunately we don't have any of those.
So. Steel City weather.
Oh, well, son of a gun, we do. Looking for mostly sunny skies for the remainder of the afternoon. This last Saturday, last weekend of the summer, so enjoy it while it lasts. High 75, cloudy overnight with a low of 52. Fog Sunday morning giving way to scattered showers and a high of 70. Monday, slight chance of showers, high 72. Tuesday, mostly sunny, 74. Wednesday, sunny skies and a high of 77. Right now, just ahead of much more music, it's 75 in Beaver County, home of the Beaver. 70. Gee, Wally, why are they laughing at me? 70 in Butler County, 71 in Washington, outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. We're at 72 degrees in street level at the corner of Forbes and Morrowind in Oakland. 72 with new music from Oswald. a group called Oswald, and it's a side project for Jason Wade and Steve Sout from the band Lifehouse. The tune is called Sunday Someday. I'm Jay Thurber. Coming up in just a half an hour, stay tuned for smooth, relaxing, and easy over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 2:30. I threatened to play it. Here it is. Pittsburgh's favorite song about cannibalism. On Wixie and I think KQV in Pittsburgh back in the day, but not on KDKA, and a lot of stations would not play it. Hello to John from Brentwood, who called 412-385-7450. He says he was a little kid when that song came out, and he just assumed that maybe Timothy was the horse or the mule. It wasn't one of their coworkers. That's okay. All right, I could grok that.
Now it's eating time, huh? What do we have in the way of refreshments, Tony?
Raisin toast, Arthur.
Raisin toast?
That's right, Arthur.
Isn't this National Donut Week?
I didn't know that, Arthur.
It's what it says here.
Well, we don't have any donuts,
National
Arthur.
National Donut Week.
We have raisin toast sent over
National
from the...
National Donut Week. All of our folks here in the studio should receive a donut.
Sent over from the Raisin Institute, Arthur.
Let's commemorate the event. We can hand each one of them a donut, huh?
Well, we don't have any, Arthur.
We don't have any donuts for them?
No, we don't,
but
Arthur.
This is National Donut Week.
Well, I'm sorry, Arthur, but I'm not in charge of this.
Well, I thought you took care of all of the arrangements.
Well, I do not, Arthur.
I suppose you don't know that the 31st is National Apple Day. We all have an apple for everybody?
Well, no, we haven't, Arthur. No apples here at all, Arthur.
Well, who's in charge of this stuff anyway?
I don't know, Arthur.
You certainly... What have you been doing with your time? No preparation whatsoever.
Sorry, Arthur.
Want to see you right after the show.
All right, Arthur.
You know where my office is.
I don't have a pass to get up there,
Arthur. Expect you right after the show. Now back inside. Radio!
Radio!
WCR on Radio 9. Hello to everyone at the 4th Annual Mon Valley Arts Festival that's happening up at West Mifflin Area High School. That goes on until 4 o'clock. That's just up the hill from Kennywood there on Commonwealth Avenue in West Mifflin. I just found out about this. That's until 4 o'clock. They've got booths and food trucks and crafts and all kinds of stuff going on. You got people got to send this. It's just posting it on Facebook is not enough. You will be shocked to find out how many people do not use Facebook. But anyways, that's at Westminster High School now until 4 o'clock. The 4th Annual Mon Valley Arts Festival. Your store is Troy.
Just one look. And I felt so hard. Oh, oh, in love. With you. Oh, oh, I found out how good it feels to have your love. Oh, oh, say you will be mine forever and always. Oh, oh, just one look.
This broadcast comes from the City of McKeesport Fair Housing Office. Fair housing is your right, and the Fair Housing Act prohibits discrimination in housing because of race, color, national origin, religion, sex, gender identity, sexual orientation, family status, or disability. That includes renting or buying a home, getting a mortgage, seeking housing assistance, or engaging in other housing-related activities. For more information about Fair Housing Act protections in the City of McKeesport, call 412-675-5020, extension 635.
This is Regular Joe, and you're listening to Tube City Online Radio.
This according to a new interview with Classic Rock Magazine. You can find it at loudersound.com. Rod said, a man without a hobby is lost. All right. You can go see some pictures of Rod Stewart and his model train layout in Classic Rock Magazine.
Wake up, Maggie.
article that's in Classic Rock magazine. Now, according to Wikipedia, Rod Stewart has a train layout in his house that is 23 by 124 feet. So I don't know how many square feet is that. That's big. The track itself is 900 feet long. And it is called the Three Rivers City. So a little wink, wink to Pittsburgh there. It is based on the Pennsylvania Railroad and the New York Central. This is all according to Wikipedia. He has been featured in Model Railroader magazine, to which he said that he felt more proud about being featured in a model train magazine than he did in being featured in music magazines. And in one interview with a British magazine, he says he is addicted to model trains. Wikipedia points out that Rod Stewart has admitted to being addicted to cocaine in the past. Well, sure. But cocaine's a lot easier to get up your nose than a locomotive is.
Theo, we're skipping school and going cruising. I mean, Janelle stole a bottle of her dad's whiskey. Jake got a 12-pack.
Locomotive, not the
You're
cocaine.
In?
I
you
can't
bet
afford
I
the
am.
Cocaine.
Whose car are we taking?
Deb's driving.
Wow. She gets hammered.
I know. But we're sticking to the back roads.
All right. We going out.
Yeah, buddy.
This is Sergeant David Jones of the Pennsylvania State Police. Going out? So am I. Every prom, every graduation, and every day in between, I'm out on our highways looking for people drinking and driving. Many of them are young people just like yourself. They think they can do anything and nothing will happen. But thousands of underage people die each year on our nation's highways due to drinking and driving. It's my job to make that number smaller. So if you're thinking of going out, remember, I'll be out too.
This public service announcement has been brought to you by the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation. Drive safe, PA.
I'm trying to say, darling, I'd rather have my blood sucked out by leeches.
shove an ice pick under a toenail or two. I'd rather clean all the bathrooms in Grand Central Station with my tongue than spend one more minute with you. Yes, I'd rather jump naked on a huge pile of thumbtacks or stick my nostrils together with crazy glue. I'd rather dive into a swimming pool filled with double-edged razor blades than spend one more minute with you. I'd rather rip my heart right out of my ribcage with my bare hands and then throw it on the floor and stomp on it till I die than spend one more minute.
Radio 9 at 2:53. Much more music time. Speaking of someone I'd rather spend, not like to spend one more minute with, Bill Maher is breaking the strike, is scabbing. Bill Maher has brought back his real-time show on HBO. I know everybody was just sitting there, you know, chewing their nails, wondering when will Bill Maher be back. Well, wonder no longer. Bill Maher joining Drew Barrymore breaking the strike, going back to work. Drew Barrymore is making new batches of her syndicated talk show despite picketers, including her own writers, picketing her outside the studio. Both the Writers Guild of America and the Screen Actors Guild and American Federation of TV and Radio Artists are on strike against Hollywood, mostly over the fact that they don't get paid anything. We watch all the TV on streaming now, and they don't get paid anything for streaming. They get paid pennies on the dollar for stuff being streamed on the internet. You know, the guy who runs Warner Brothers Discovery gets, you know, $45 million a year, and the person who wrote the show, you know, is on food stamps. Speaking of which, if you feel like you would like to support people who are suffering right now due to the strike, there is an entertainment community fund. It used to be called the Actors Fund, but there is the Entertainment Community Fund that takes donations. They are at entertainmentcommunity.org. They provide temporary financial assistance to entertainment industry workers who are suffering due to any documented need, including medical needs or the strike. So entertainmentcommunity.org. You can also go to sagaftrastrike.org. A lot of people were wondering, you know, would I be on strike and would I not do my show? And unfortunately, you have to get paid something to be able to go on strike first.
Your front row center at the ball game.
College football action at this hour. The number 15-ranked Carnegie Mellon Tartans are hosting Waynesburg University in a conference game at Gesling Stadium in Oakland. In the third quarter, Carnegie Mellon leading by a score of 20-3. Penn State, ranked number 7 in the country, is taking on the Illini of Illinois, and Penn State leading the Illini also in the third quarter, 23-7. The Backyard Brawl tonight at 7:30 as the Pitt Panthers travel to Morgantown to take on the West Virginia Mountaineers. Pitt won last year. West Virginia is favored this year. Game time is at 7:30. I believe it is on ABC and or ESPN, but not 100% sure of that. Check local listings for stations. It's not on this station. That's the only part that I care about. Pittsburgh Steelers are off tomorrow. They have a Monday night football matchup with the hated Cleveland Brownies at Acrisure Stadium. That game gets underway at 8:15 on Monday. In Major League Baseball, The Cincinnati Reds and the New York Mets battling it out for wild card positions in the playoffs. The Reds over the Mets by a score of 5-3. And the Yankees beat your Pittsburgh Pirates yesterday 7-5 on Roberto Clemente Day. So no joy in Mudville for the local team. It's Pirates and Yankees again today at PNC Park.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? What
what's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Sunny skies for the rest of the afternoon with a high of 75. Scattered showers on Sunday, a high near 69. Monday, partly sunny, and then scattered showers possible in the afternoon with a high of 72. Tuesday, patchy fog in the morning, and then mostly sunny, high 74. And then on Wednesday, looking for sunny skies and a high near 78 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 74 in Beaver County, 74 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, also 74 at WRCT. New music from McClendon, going to close out the show. Do one more thing. I want to play something for Bill Maher. That's new music from McClendon. You can find him on Facebook and on Spotify. But first,
this was the story of the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
I wanted to play this Country Joe McDonald song, not the fish song.
There once was a union maid who never was afraid of goons and geeks and company feeks and deputy sheriffs who made the raid.
Send that out to Bill Maher and Drew Barrymore.
Whenever the meeting was called.
I'm Jay Thurber. The website, jaythurbershow.com. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and post at Jay Thurber Show. Well, you see you next week at the same time on these same frequented frequencies, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Remember, until then, it's nice to be important, but it's a lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but it smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one a heck of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Stay tuned for Smooth, Relax, and Easy, coming up next on the Giggle Puss Broadcasting Network.
This is what she'd say. Oh, yeah. Can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania. Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK. Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK. And terrestrially over 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Recorded in the bunker at Christ Episcopal Church, North Hills in Pittsburgh. Eric O'Brien presents Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone could tell you think you know me well, but you don't know me. No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. To you I'm just a friend, that's all I've ever been, but you